All right, time now to get to our popular Friday segment, Big Head Bets. Now, he has a giant head. He likes to bet and get you paid. What he likes to do is provide you content that is to be used for entertainment purposes only. His head is AKA the flight deck. He happens to be the digital content producer for this talk show. And he's here to entertain and give you a few things to think about heading into the weekend. Let's do this. What's cracking, head? How you living?
What's up, Jim Rowe? How you doing, bud?
Good, dude. How are you, James Kelly?
Man, I'm living life. Enjoying my multi-million-dollar studio up here. Happy to be on the phone again.
Oh, man. Are you happy to see that graphic of you over my right hand or over my right shoulder? Again, you look dashing.
Good.
Got a lot of hair. You look
good.
Young. Chiseled features. Looking good.
Yeah. I feel like I have a little bit more muscle tone in real life, but good graphic.
Your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Got that. All right, so a better question than how are you living would be who and what do you like? Why don't we start with the Shield? As flexible as you are, I'm starting to see certain tendencies from you as the season develops, the way you approach certain games, certain teams. It seems to me, Deck, you don't have a hell of a lot of respect for the Philadelphia Eagles. So let me start right there. This is for entertainment purposes only. You've got the Steelers. I know you like them, but do you like them enough to lay 7 points in that one?
Well, that's accurate on the Eagles. I don't have a lot of respect for them, Jim, and I actually don't have a lot of respect for the entire NFC East. So, yes, I'm going to take the Steelers here, -7, and I'm going to do it because they got the best defense in the league. Now, both teams got great pass rushes here, Jim, but the Steelers' defense all around is just better. They're the only team in the NFL allowing they're allowing a league best 2.7 yards a carry. They're also averaging a league-high 5 sacks. And opposing QBs are completing under 60% of the throws against that defense. And Carson Wentz, yes, he did gut out a win against San Francisco last week, but dude, he's been bad. And their offense has been bad. And I just think the big difference is that Steelers defense. So I'm going to lay the points, -7 in the Steelers.
I like that. Very concise, very succinct. Steelers -7 against the Eagles because they're bad. Carson Wentz has been bad. The offense has been bad. The NFC East is bad. Steelers -7. All right, let me keep it in that horrible division for a minute. There really is nothing worse right now in sports than that division, except maybe the Dallas Cowboys defensive unit. Flight Deck, how bad would you have to be as a team overall to be +8.5 against these guys? But that's exactly where the New York Giants find themselves. The Cowboys will put up huge numbers on you late in games that don't matter, but their defense cannot make a single play when it does matter, and they can't get off the field. What do you do with that game? Dallas -8.5. Who you got?
So, yes, on Dallas, D, I think everyone can agree with that, right? But I would say also the Giants' offense is on par with that Dallas defense. And if Mike Nolan's defense doesn't fix it here, he's in trouble, Jim. I also will say about the Cowboys' offense, they haven't helped their defense at all. They played a role in a lot of those points. They've turned the ball over a league-high 9 times right now. I like Dallas here. The Giants lack playmakers on defense, and I think the Cowboys clean it up on O. Now, I hate the fact that they just lost Tyron Smith for the year. So I'll wait until Sunday. I'd still hit it at -8.5 right now. I'm hoping I can get maybe a -8 there, but it started at 11. The money is heavy on New York here, but I'm going to go Dallas. They are 0-4 against the spread this season, but I'm taking the Cowboys.
James Kelly, so I'm looking at the graphic on CBS Sports Network, and I'm looking at your actual picture, and then I'm looking at the graphic over my right shoulder. Dude, you look nothing like your actual picture.
I'm much better looking in person. I think the world saw me yesterday.
What are you talking about, man? That's your actual picture. That graphic is so flattering. All right, so moving on. I want to ask you about the Bengals and the Ravens, Flight Deck. I want to, and I was going to say that I can't ask you because I can't find that game anywhere. Like, every site that I went to looking for a spread for entertainment purposes only, and I can't find it anywhere, but then Lamar practiced, and now it is back up.
Jackson.
You've got the Ravens -13 or the Bengals +13. Which way are you playing that game?
So I hit this
for entertainment
on
purposes
night.
Only.
Yes, exactly. So on Sunday night, I hit it for +13.5 for the Bengals, Jim. It was off for those 2 days because of obviously Lamar, and the difference between him and Robert Griffin is about as extreme you could do. So they pulled the line. But I do like Cincy here. They're playing hard. Their talent, I mean, there's a major shortage in talent still, but they're scoring touchdowns more this season, about one more touchdown per game. In their past three games, they're averaging 28.6 points per game with Joe Burrow. Burrow, he's thrown six touchdowns and one interception there, and that's going to be the key this week because the Ravens' D does create turnovers. They forced one in 17 straight games, which is an NFL record, and the Bengals have major protections issues there. Also, Baltimore on offense, they'll run all day on them, but I think the Bengals might have Geno Atkins back for the first time this season. I hope they can slow him a little bit there.
That's right.
I'm going to take the plus 13.5 in the Bengals here.
It's amazing to me how much useless crap you've got floating around in that gigantic cavernous head of yours, James Kelly. It's amazing. Did you just say you've got the Bengals plus 13.5?
Yes.
Okay.
Plus 13.5. Yep.
Just wanted to confirm. Let's get some baseball in here before you go, Flight Deck. It's win or go home. Yankees, Rays. Game 5 tonight. Yankees going with the horse. Gerrit Cole, a stud, but somebody who has never made a major league start on less than 4 days rest. How are you approaching Game 5?
Well, so I'm going to go money line here for the Yankees at minus 160. I mean, you can get the Rays at plus 140 right now, and the Rays have a lot of weapons, without a doubt. But look, last week I hit plus 650 on the Yankees to win this thing, and I hedged with the Dodgers, so I'm going to stick with the Yankees here. Now, each team has homered 9 times. Cole is going on short rest, but Glasnow, he's going on 2 days rest, Jim. I mean, we're going to get about an inning or two from him. They do have Blake Snell. That is a little bit trouble, but, you know, Gerrit Cole was brought into the $324 million contract. I'm going to go the Yankees, the money line. I just hope Aaron Boone does not mess this up for me.
Dude, do you think Aaron Boone's job might literally be in jeopardy if they lose this game?
I do. Yeah, I actually do. I think
then
he needs
it must
to
be
win
true,
this game. I think he needs to get through.
He must be true then. Hey, is it me, the Flight Deck joining
Correct.
Me? Is it me, and for entertainment purposes only, is every baseball game a run differential of 1.5? Like, you're going money line on that, but is every game always just minus 1.5 or plus 1.5?
Yes, exactly. Every game is like that.
Just
they
checking.
Just set their odds off that.
All right, so we talked to Chris McGee. Before you go, how about the Lakers? So the Lakers have a chance to wrap things up, and we're covering a lot of ground with the deck. Notice he's got the NFL, he's got Major League Baseball. Now we jump over to the association. Lakers minus 7 for the Larry O tonight in the bubble. Do the Heat live to fight another day, or is this it?
This is it, Jim. They do not fight to live another day. Frank Vogel made the adjustment of the series by putting Anthony Davis
on Butler. They live to fight another day, not they fight to live another day.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But the Heat lose. That's my point. Sorry. The Heat lose. But minus 7, I don't like that, Jim. I'll wait for the first quarter, second quarter. Hopefully the Heat get off to a fast start, and it can move me down about to 4 or 5 points. I'll hit that in game. But like I said, Vogel with Anthony Davis on Jimmy Butler, I just think that's the difference right here. I'm going to take the Lakers, and I'm also going to take the over-under on Anthony Davis getting hurt at 1.5, Jim. That's guaranteed money.
Whoa. Dude, I see what you just did there. Did you just say I'm going to take the over-under on AD getting hurt at 1.5? Is that what you just said?
That is my best bet of the year, Jim. It happens every game. He's like a kid. He's like a little kid in Little League. Like, oh my gosh, Anthony's hurt again. Here we go again. 1.5, go over.
Are you kidding me about that? Dude, he's the best player on the floor right now. They're not where they are without that guy right now. Did you just say he's like a little kid who gets hurt in every single game?
Every single game. Ask Laker fan. I guarantee it'll happen. It happens every game. Every game I've ever watched this guy, something happens and you think like, oh my gosh, he's out.
James, this sounds extremely personal to me, which would lead me to believe that you're actually gambling, but I know you're not because this is for entertainment purposes only. How did this get so personal? And when you say the over-under is 1.5, 1.5 what? A quarter and a half, a minute and a half, an hour and a half? What does that mean? And where did you see that alleged prop bet?
1.5 times dropped. How many times they'll drop in the game and act like, oh my gosh, what just happened here? Jim, Andre Bargnani thinks this dude is a tough nut, man.
Dude, what's the over-under on Paul Pierce sharing his wheelchair? Are you going to go there next? What the hell was the matter
I'd
with you?
I'd love to go there. Wait,
dude, you have settled in, all right? Now you're getting really comfortable taking unsolicited and unwarranted shots at AD out of nowhere. Where did that come from? Head?
It's going to happen, man. I love him. And I think he should be the MVP here because of what he's done with Jimmy Butler. He won't win that because LeBron will. I love his game, but that toughness, my goodness.
Wow, James Kelly. All right. All right, Warrior. Thank you very much. Great having you on. The flight deck. Did you hear, like, you kind of have a great weekend, James.
Thanks, Jim.
No, thank you. This guy, James Kelly, like, where did that come from? He's moving along week to week with his takes and his picks for entertainment purposes only. Like, he's kind of a nerd, right? He's got these numbers. He's got these facts. He's extremely well-researched. And then out of nowhere with a hot take that he jams in at the very end. And one other thing, my lock of the century, the over-under on AD getting hurt is 1.5. I said, wait, what's good with that, James Kelly? Where are you going with that? Have you seen this guy? He's like a little kid who gets hurt in every single game. Yet that or he's the best player on the floor. That or he's the MVP. That or he's the biggest reason why they're about to get it done. James Kelly. The flight deck. All right, so to recap very quickly. He's got the Steelers -7. He's got the Cowboys -8.5. He's got the Bengals +13.5. He's got the Yankees on the money. This is all for entertainment purposes only. Yankees and Rays tonight, game 5. He's got the Yankees on the money line at -160. He said the Lakers are going to finish this evening, but he does not like them at -7. He's going to wait for in-game. What James Kelly does with the NBA is he waits for in-game when the numbers change and he thinks he can do better. In other words,
correct.
If Miami gets out to a quick start, he'll try and grab the Lakers at -4, -3. Or maybe he's going to wait to see when Anthony Davis hits the deck for the first time and try and get an in-game bet there. James Kelly, the flight deck.